Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
When we're back, it's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's already had her 14th anniversary with us. She knows more about small business taxes than anybody I've ever met in the world. She's the author of the Bible on that topic, J.K. Lasser's Your Income Tax 2012. And 2013, of course, she and I've been doing it since 1998, and she's been doing all that since then too. And she's our good friend Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
And of course, you were only five when we started, right, Barbara?
Of course.
Hey, Barb. As I was telling the audience in the first half of the hour, for the top of the hour, when I told them you were coming, unless Obamacare is repealed, unless Romney wins the election and follows through on his repeal of Obamacare, if he's even able to get it done. But failing that, or if President Obama gets reelected, we're going to have Obamacare for probably the rest of our grandchildren's lives. It's going to be with us. And it's going to hit us full force in 2014. And probably there's some things that need to be done now and some next year. But you've got a list of things that we're going to have to put on our agenda, on our calendar, to do, to keep up with, to be able to comply with the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, right?
Well, that's absolutely true. Although I will point out that while the Supreme Court has said that the personal mandate that every individual has to have health coverage starting in 2014, there is now a challenge for the so-called business mandate where
right.
companies with 50 or more employees have to provide health care or pay a penalty.
Is this
so
similar?
Is
this similar to the challenge that against the individual mandate?
Yeah, it's similar, and I don't hold out a whole lot of hope, but you never know.
What is their position on that?
Well, that is unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional.
It's a mandate to require businesses to pay for things. Whatever.
There's a bunch there, as we've reported on the show, Barbara, with you and with other experts. There are a lot of mandates to this bill, but the two biggies are the personal mandate, which is what was ruled by the Supreme Court to be constitutional as long as it's a tax. But all the while there was the business mandate, the employer mandate,
which was never talked about
before the court. That's right. And this is where if you have 50 or more employees, you come under that rule, right?
That is correct.
Tell them about that.
Well, that rule says that you have to provide affordable coverage for your staff or pay a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, the penalty is going to be about $2,000 per employee versus, well, you know what it costs, $10,000, $15,000
mm-hmm.
per employee. So on the numbers, it looks like a no-brainer, but
just to go ahead and pay the penalty.
Yeah, that's what it would seem. So it would seem like many businesses might drop coverage that they now have or never pick it up and just opt for the penalty. However, you got to recognize that we're in a competitive world, and large companies do provide health coverage, and smaller businesses are going to have to do it to attract and retain the best and the brightest.
So you're saying you think that if somebody's already spending $6,000 a year, let's say, on an employee for their health care coverage, and the government says gives them an opportunity to just pay a penalty and drop that coverage, they save $4,000 an employee if that's what they're willing to do.
Yeah, but let me tell you one little wrinkle in this. Starting on 2012 W-2 forms, that are going to go out in January of 2013. Employers, other than small employers, have to list the value of health coverage. Even though it doesn't change taxation, it means that all employees are going to know how much their employers are coughing up for their coverage. So it's not going to be so easy to drop it.
But this is another administrative thing that we have to do.
Right, right. Well, the good news is that if you have fewer than 250 W-2 forms in the prior year, you're not obligated to do this. So that's
okay.
That's a little bit. So it's really for the larger companies.
Larger ones. But now it's below 50, you don't have to do the 2000, you don't have to, or even provide insurance, right?
That is correct.
And you're not subject to the
You're not subject to the penalty. Now, whether you have to provide it as a competitive edge, that's another question.
Right. Hold on to that thought. Quick breaks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.